Any one of these things would warrant a leader's removal from office. Taken together, they are a searing indictment of a president who, despite lofty words to the contrary, has not been a leader, has not been honest, and has not made America safer. America needs a president who will bring to the White House a sense of urgency about the still undone reforms needed in our intelligence agencies and the steps we must take to make our country safer. While George W. Bush's political future remains to be determined, I have made a decision about my future. By the end of the 108th Congress in January 2005, I will have held elective public office for 38 years. Every day has been a learning experience. Every chance to serve has been a blessing. In the fall of 2005, I'm going to become a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, where I hope to teach a unit on intelligence issues from the perspective of the users of intelligence. I will also be working to establish, at one or more universities in Florida, a center which will be dedicated to three things. The first is the creation of an ROTC-like program to bring more young people into intelligence work. The second will be a leadership training and mentoring effort for young people who are interested in politics. And the third will be to provide a training and networking forum for legislators, particularly those in Latin American parliaments, which are assuming their critical role in a democratic society. Adele and I have owned a townhouse on Capitol Hill since 1988. We bought it from Senator John Kerry. But we have never truly taken the time to explore the city and the areas around it. We recently decided not to sell the house just yet, in the hopes that maybe we can spend some time as tourists. We've also decided to take a couple of months to do something we have talked about for many years, return to some of the places we visited either as tourists or in an official capacity, and spend time learning about and enjoying them.